It's time to start your day with the First Cup Morning Show.
Serving up a warm cup of good news, positivity, and uplifting messages.
And now, here's your host, my dad, Joshua Kangley.
Good morning and welcome to the First Cup Morning Show. So excited to have you with me this morning as we start our day today and make things happen. Starting off our day here with some good news that you may have missed in the headlines. Before we do get to the good news, I want to start off the show with a quote. This quote is by Winston Churchill. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Well, today is Thursday, March 7th, 2024. Did you know that on this day in 1926, the first telephone call was made across the Atlantic from London to New York? Back in 1926, a lot has changed in about 100 years since then. Also, today is National Cereal Day. You know, I was in the grocery store the other day and walking down the cereal aisle, there is just so much cereal out there. It's kind of unbelievable. What's your favorite cereal? Do you have a favorite cereal? Do you have a go-to cereal? What is it? Email me, admin@guidinglights.org. Tell me what your favorite cereal is. Time now for some fun animal facts.
Today is the polar bear. Did you know polar bears can smell prey from up to 10 miles away?
Did you know a polar bear's hair is not actually white? It's colorless and reflects the light.
All right, and now on to the good stuff, on to the good news of the day. Today's good news comes out of Pender, Nebraska. And I'm reading this article from the KETV.com site from their report by Kel Larson. High school student offered full ride to University of Nebraska after perfect score on ACT. A student in Pender, Nebraska had the red carpet rolled out for him on Tuesday afternoon in an effort to keep him in the state. High school senior Caleb Kelly scored a perfect 36 on the ACT. Because of that, he was awarded the presidential scholarship from University of Nebraska interim president Chris Kaborik. Caleb Kelly said, "I don't want to have to make a choice based on money. I want to make a choice on the best fit for me and what's going to align most for my career, and that's what the scholarship will allow me to do." Kelly is choosing to attend UNL over schools around the country, including MIT. He said he feels comfortable at UNL. It's also where his parents attended. The Pender senior is the first student ever awarded the scholarship. It covers the full cost of undergraduate attendance at UNL, plus stipends for any Nebraska student who scores a perfect ACT score. The total value of the scholarship comes close to $150,000. Kelly said about going to college, "It's free, and that makes it freeing." Kelly plans to major in physics and computer science with a minor in business. In front of his peers on Tuesday, he had a simple message: to keep working hard because all the people around you are here to support you. Your teachers and coaches work to push you to your best. Faculty show up and make sure the school is there for you, he said. University of Nebraska interim president Chris Kaborik made the trip to Pender to present Kelly with the scholarship. He said, "I mean, this is what it's all about, keeping our best and brightest in Nebraska." Kaborik said the scholarship is a chance for UNL to compete with every other school to keep Nebraska students in Nebraska. Kaborik said, "Too long we've been letting our homegrown talent get away to other institutions, and there's no reason. I understand we're not going to win all of them, but we're going to compete for them and be competitive with our scholarship offers," he said. That's a super cool story coming out of Nebraska, and it's really exciting, actually. You know, it really is exciting, and it kind of gives you hope for our future, you know, because if you listen to mainstream headlines, you would think our future isn't as bright, but it's inspiring and exciting to know that we have young students out there really wanting to make a difference, really pursuing their talents, their gifts, and their education in this kind of a way. And that to me is pretty inspiring. So what a great bit of good news coming out of Nebraska. I hope you enjoyed it. And hey, by the way, do you have good news that you want to share? I certainly would love to share it. So email me at admin@guidinglights.org. That's admin@guidinglights.org. Remember, for more good news, positivity, and uplifting messages, you can head on over to guidinglights.org. And if you like this content today, please like and share. I would appreciate that shout out. That's going to wrap up the show today. I wish you all a happy and great day, and I'll talk to you next time.